Right. Okay. Today, the Supreme Court.
Doing the whisper echo in the background.
That's right. I just wanted to join in with old Rob there.
Today, the Supreme Court is going to hear arguments about whether the FCC, that's the Federal Communications Commission, should have a role in policing the nation's airwaves, or whether its indecency regulations violate the guarantees of free speech and due process. Now, up to now, the networks have successfully argued in lower courts that with a digital and cable world existing kind of side by side with network TV, getting singled out by the FCC, it makes no sense and is unconstitutional. But the government, including the Obama administration, will tell the court that networks need oversight more than ever to provide a haven for parents and children from anything-goes type television that you see on cable and the Internet. And here we're talking delivery system, okay? Tom and I grew up with the TV and the rabbit ears and the three channels.
Yep.
Well, there's a lot of stuff.
I remember when there was just two channels.
Yep. There's a lot of stuff out there now.
I remember when we had to watch a TV and hope something just came on.
That's right.
I watched the radio.
There is a particularly interesting phrase in the court brief that was filed by the networks. It says, quote, "Today broadcasting is neither uniquely pervasive nor uniquely accessible to children. Yet broadcasters are still denied the same basic First Amendment rights as any other media." The phrase "uniquely pervasive" comes from 1978. It was FCC versus Pacifica. That was the George Carlin deal with the seven dirty words that you couldn't say, at least between 6 a.m. and 10 p.m. when kids were listening. Now we have satellite radio. Be really careful if you're listening to that and you've got your little pumpkin in the front seat, because you're liable to hear something you won't be able to reach for the dial fast enough.
That's right.
You're going, what?
I remember when I had that, there was a comedy channel that...
Yeah, it's still out there.
I did a few double takes at the radio.
And again, it's there.
Yeah, because it's not that you've never heard those words before. It's the context, because you're not used to hearing those words coming from the radio.
Yes. Exactly.
And so when you hear... I mean, yeah, that's almost a swerve your car moment, because, whoa, what happened there? So that's
factor into this the Parents Television Council. This is the watchdog group, if you will. They claim that primetime profanity increased 69% from 2005 to 2010.
I would have thought it would have been higher than that.
Well, they used the big one, okay? They used the big one, okay? The big word.
What are they describing as profanity? Because, I mean, you know, 2.5 men would account for that.
Sure,
just from one show.
Yeah, from one to the other.
Yeah.
But, yeah, 69% increase in the F word. Its utterance is up from 11 the first 2 weeks in 2005 to 276 times just 5 years later. So there's some concern as far as that goes. And if you watch cable TV, I mean, again, you'll hear language. You'll go, wow, what, they can say that? And they can, because that's cable TV. So that's the question. Now, and we're not going to get a ruling on this for months. I mean, it's not going to happen. But
I'll say this. Mm-hmm. I mean, television's a cesspool. Can be, that's for sure. But I don't want the government telling me what my children can and can't hear.
Well, I believe one of the reasons
that's my job.
Yeah.
And so what I'm saying is I neither need nor want the government to do my job. Now, I know there are parents out there who don't want to do the job of a parent. Please stop having children. Can we get you sterilized?
Well, the thing to think about is, again, they can watch stuff online right now. There's Netflix and there's YouTube and there's Hulu, or just stuff on YouTube there. But remember that every TV is sold with a V-chip. So you can filter content if you want to. Not saying it's necessarily easy, but you can do that. Or you can turn it off. You know, you can really do that too. You can find time to do things with your child other than that. Doesn't make you a prude. It doesn't make you outside the mainstream. But I don't know that we're supposed to make the FCC the traffic cop here. And I really do. I believe that's one of the reasons that Colin Powell's son left the FCC. Didn't want to do that. Didn't want to be the one to make that decision. We got enough nanny state things going on already. And as Chase said, you know, that kind of is your job. If you're bringing them into the world, you're supposed to, you know, help them out along the way a little bit. Hello?
Yeah, there's also that old-fashioned thing called an off switch or channel selector.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's exactly right. The content, if you don't care for it, you've got the options.
It's the new year at Normandy Tractor with the largest Kubota rebates ever. Zero down payment, 0% financing, free delivery, trade-in opportunities, and a three-year warranty. You just can't go wrong at Normandy Tractor. Buy a new Kubota L3200 DT four-wheel drive 32-horsepower tractor now with a Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, and 5-foot box blade for only $15,249 cash, or finance it for only $217 per month. Be sure to check out the new Kubota MX5100F, 52-horsepower tractor with Kubota front-end loader, only $18,795 or $263 a month. At Normandy Tractor, you'll find the biggest end-of-the-season inventory reduction sale on all Kubota riding lawnmowers. For the largest selection and guaranteed best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, buy from Normandy Tractor, Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
There you go, 845. Hello.
Does that mean fire your radio station or TV station?
Yes, exactly. And Mitt Romney will do it for you. Mitt Romney likes to fire people.
Because he enjoys it, yeah.
He does. I don't know if you heard about that or not, but he's decided that he wants to fire people and will if he can. Which is kind of interesting, you know, if you heard that earlier this morning, it'll be an unfortunate statement that he made, and it'll be taken out of context. It'll be put in his commercials against him. Because he said, I like the idea of being able to fire people, and then the rest of it is when they don't provide the service that I want. Now, what's interesting is that he was talking about that in terms of health care, which is strange because most of the time I think it's the other way around. I believe the health care provider fires you as opposed to you firing them. But that's fine. I know in some ways he wants to make us feel empowered in some way, shape, or form. Oh, I got a Charlie Sheen story. Do we care?
Probably. Well, you know, if it fills time. I mean,
no, we've got plenty of stuff to do.
Okay.
So
they come out with the people who play in at the Rodeo this year.
Oh, did they? Yeah. We'll do that in a minute. Quick, though, I think we need to have a moment of concern for the
what?
Well,
what?
Tom, you're going to be happy.
Yeah.
What?
I am too.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Wall Street's dismal year.
Uh-huh.
Now the real thing, it's going to hit those workers on Wall Street. Fourth quarter results come in. Banks decide on those final bonuses for the past year. And the Wall Street Journal reports that compensation is likely to fall to the lowest level since 2008 and that financial crisis.
Yeah. And, like I say, I like to fire people that don't give me service.
But, I mean, Goldman Sachs will see their 2010 paychecks cut in half.
Oh, my goodness.
Fixed income trading businesses may get smaller by 60%. Morgan Stanley will reportedly cut bonuses by 40%. Mm-hmm. Goldman Sachs employees receive, on average, about $431,000 in 2010. This year, only $385,000. Only $385,000. How in the world can you expect them to do what they need to for only $385,000 a year?
We're going to need help. Let me go get Medicaid. Let me go get some food stamps because I didn't make enough to buy groceries.
That's right. So take it off.
$385,000. And they're going to have to try to scrape by on that. I don't know how they do it. How do these people sleep at night? All right.
Yeah.
Stuff about folks coming to the road show. What you got here?
I am excited. You're right, Chase.
Yes, sir.
Tuesday, February 28th, when it opens up with Alabama.
Oh, yeah. Really? I didn't even know they were still together.
Well, you know, I'm looking at a website, and the picture only has three of them.
I found the full list.
But three members of Alabama. So,
Who's missing?
I don't know. One of them.
Well, there's the fat guy.
And then yeah, it's the fat guy.
He's missing?
Yeah, the fat guy's missing.
Teddy Gentry?
No, Teddy Gentry's the skinny, tall, one. Skinny one.
Jeff. And Jeff. Jeff. Something Jeff.
Then somebody, somebody is the drummer, and then, yeah. All right, yeah. So anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, there you go.
They got a good football team, though.
Yeah.
Wednesday, Feb 29,
yeah.
Kid Rock.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Thursday, March the 1st.
And the 1st?
Lady Antebellum.
Oh, that's a good group.
That girl got married over the weekend.
She did.
And the two guys were so busy they couldn't be there.
What?
Wow. That's right. I'm just saying.
Or they just...
I know, just
singing
saying.
By themselves?
She's saying.
She's been to Texas A&M basketball games.
There you go.
So, Friday, March the 2nd. Uh-huh. That's Black Heritage Day. And so John Legend will be there. That'll be kind of awesome.
All right.
Luke Bryan, not sure who he is. Sunday, March 4th, that's obviously the day for the kids because Big Time Rush. And plus the single most annoying person on television today, China Ann McLean from Ant Farm. That's a Disney show that finds its way into my home from time to time and engages my gag reflex every time I see that child come on the screen.
There you are.
March 5th, Eli Young Band. Mm-hmm. The 6th, Enrique Iglesias. Mm-hmm. The 7th, Blake Shelton. March 8th, Z.
Yeah.
Top.
Don't have to travel far.
No. March 9th, Pink Rodeo Pink Day. Reber. Reber.
Reber's coming back.
Reber McIntyre.
Yeah. She don't have big hair anymore, you know.
March 10th, Chris Young. March 11th, that's my dad's birthday, is Go Tejano Day. Duelo and La Arena, Original Banda El Lemon. Yeah.
Okay.
I know it's pronounced different. So.
Just get to March 12th.
March 12th. This is why Tom and I would be happy.
Yeah.
Zach Brown Band.
They're coming. Yeah. Good Spring Break Stampede, they're calling.
They are something else.
They're a good group. I hate to go and pay money and see them only sing for an hour, though. You know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but anyway,
and in some really bad seats. So
yeah, right. Yeah.
Well, you can see and not hear, or hear and not see. Well, which way do you want?
Yeah, that's true. You know, I go to the Woodlands and sit back on the grass, and you can barely see them. But as long as they got the big screen and you can hear their music, why not?
Mm-hmm. Right. March the 12th is Zach Brown Band. March the 13th is Miranda Lambert.
She's a good one.
Uh-huh. March the 14th is the band Perry.
Oh, yeah.
They have a very depressing song that they sing. March the 15th is Jason Aldean. March the 16th is Train. That might not be too bad.
By the way, the band Perry sang the national anthem at the Cotton Bowl.
Oh.
That was the band Perry.
Okay.
They sang the national anthem. There you go.
17th is Brad Paisley. Oh, wow. Man, I'd pay money to see him.
Mm-hmm.
And
they expect people
to. Yeah, you'd have to. Yeah. Sorry, your media credentials won't let you in.
Sadly.
Yeah.
Then but I'm the announcer at A&M basketball game.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I'm the voice of Kyle Field. I don't care who you are, sir.
Sorry, it's $29.95.
Yeah. March the 18th, it all ends with Alan Jackson. So. Yeah.
All right, there you go.
That's a good lineup.
Yeah, it really is.
Start with Alabama, ending with Alan Jackson and Zach Brown Band and yeah. Brad Paisley in between.
And lots of fried food out there on the Midway.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot, yeah.
Smelling like poop.
Yeah. Yeah. Perfect. All right.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Kiss the satellite and the phone company goodbye and discover the difference with Suddenlink. And unlike any other companies, Suddenly gives you this. They'll give you TV, internet, phone, and home security. You've got Suddenlink to go to take your TV with you on the go. And there's Suddenlink on demand. Suddenlink on demand has over 9,000 hours of free programming. And again, on demand. Watch it when you want to. Of course, there's the blazing fast internet, which is faster than DSL. And you get free access to ESPN3.com. And right now you can get high-speed internet for $15 per month and advanced digital TV for $27 a month when you bundle. Suddenly gives you all of that. And there's so much more. Give them a call at 1-800-915-1866 or visit suddenlink.com. I can't tell you how many times the difference in having a DVR, the difference in having that high-speed internet, the difference in having the phone service at my house for Suddenlink, it's incredible. And the home security is available here now, too. So find out about that, the high-speed internet, $15 a month, advanced digital TV, $27 a month when you bundle, 1-800-915-1866 or visit suddenlink.com for more information.
We were born in the heart of Texas, raised by Texas values. We're Texas taking care of Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
Spirit of Texas Bank is located in the Albertson Shopping Center on University Drive. Call 846-8000 or visit them on the web at spiritoftexasbank.com. Spirit of Texas Bank, Texans helping Texans.
Texas owned, Texas proud, the bank for Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, about 6 or 7 minutes till.
By the way,
yeah,
I just hate to leave wrong information out there. Alabama, Jeff Ward is still there. He just lost a lot of weight. That is him in the picture. It's the drummer that's not there. So
oh, okay.
There you go.
There
you go. Yeah, but he's lost a lot of weight.
Oh, they don't need a drummer anymore.
Well, he hosts that show in Austin, too. You know, he's got his own talk show. Jeff Ward.
Oh, did I say Jeff Ward? See, there's something else wrong. His name is Jeff Cook. Thank you. There you go. Jeff Cook. There
right
you go.
There.
See how many wrong things I'm getting on his
okay.
head.
American occupiers in Zuccotti Park made famous the phrase the 1%, right, to protest wealth and the disparity within U.S. America.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest of the world can throw that term right back at us. Branko Milanovic. He's going to be touring next year with the Harlem Globetrotters. Now, he's a world economist. Writes a book called The Haves and Have-Nots. So today, when you go eat some prepackaged food or something, mm-hmm. I want you to feel bad. Badly. I really do. Because to the other half, to half of the world, in fact, more than half of the world, we, as Americans, are the one percenters. So, understand that. There's 60 million people who constitute 1% of the income earners in the globe, and we are it. So, you feel bad now?
Mm-hmm.
You feel bad?
Awful.
Okay.
Wait, what?
Oh, never mind.
I wasn't paying attention. That's all right.
I was ordering
something on Amazon. Okay.
this study, a bit of a head scratcher. It comes from across the pond, but the British Medical Journal says researchers have claimed that raising the speed limit from 70 to 80 miles per hour, of course, they use kilometers, but I guess they changed it for us. Raising the speed limit from 70 to 80 would lead to an increase in obesity. Authors of the study say a higher limit would increase gas emissions and air pollution and could lead to increased obesity with more people taking advantage of shorter car rides. I mean, do you see how you can take anything?
That's right.
And more obesity leads to more gas emissions.
God.
There we go. We brought it to a good level there.
Incredible.
I had to find a way.
Thank you.
I'm not going to let the phrase gas emissions go by.
No.
Untouched.
Because after all, we need to be in fifth grade. Numbers of radio stations in the world. Got any idea? Any idea at all? How many radio stations there are in the world?
There's just one, Scott.
Yeah, that's right.
It made me a winner.
11,000.
Yeah. 33,000. I mean, I had no idea. I had no idea
33,000.
Yeah. All right, here you go. Man. Just to remember that we could have a lower common denominator out there on television. Fox is planning to offer new animated material late on Saturday nights with an experimental new digital channel. Saturday's 90-minute cartoon block would begin at 10 o'clock local time. Fox hasn't programmed aggressively in late nights in a while, and they want to do something up against Saturday Night Live. If you've ever seen Adult Swim, it's pretty scary stuff to be there coming out of your television in an animated form. Oh, Joan Collins, you see this?
No.
She's
going to
be the new face of Snickers.
Oh, she's going to be
new
flattened
diva?
Somewhere?
Yeah, I
don't.
Like yeah, she's going to have a log hitter. What's going to happen?
Yeah.
They were filmed and apparently filmed an ad campaign in London last week. Yeah, oh. I'm going to.
Will it be on Super Bowl?
Well, that, don't you think?
Yeah, Barbara.
I mean, I would imagine that's probably where it'll be.
Yeah.
And let's see. Oh, the Japanese are messing with turbans.
You mean the hats or what?
No.
And the Indians are going to get really mad about it.
Really. Air, wind turbines.
Oh, I see. Okay.
A lady in England dropped 84 pounds after gastric bypass surgery, but it turns out the surgery itself had nothing to do with it. New York Post reports Karen Knight wanted to keep up her weight loss momentum after the surgery, so she started exercising. Little did she realize the gastric band on her stomach actually broke during one of her workouts. Doctors say in the end, she lost the entire 84 pounds on her own through diet and exercise. Hmm. So good for her.
Did she get her money back? For the bypass?
Yeah.
I mean, the band broke. You know?
I mean, after all, right?
I mean, yeah. Take the band in.
Yeah, if I went to a concert and the band broke, I'd get my money back. So why wouldn't I? All right.
You're right.
All right, on this date in history.
I love this part.
The Radio Corporation of America, sometimes known as RCA, in 1949, announced a new 7-inch 45 RPM, that's revolutions per minute, phonograph record. Soon the 45, of course, changed the pop music business. And in 1984, this lady became the first female recording artist since Bobby Gentry to be nominated for 5 Grammy Awards. Do you have any idea who that would have been?
1984.
Pretty scary.
Laura Branigan.
Cyndi Lauper.
Oh. All girls just want to have fun.
Yeah, where is she today? Yeah. Now, this is odd. In 1990, Time Warner was formed from the merger of Time and Warner Communications.
Right.
10 years later, Time Warner bought AOL. How'd that work out for you?
You still got it. You can't get rid of it.
You got a minute. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Meryl Streep had to come up with her interpretation of Margaret Thatcher without ever meeting her, she says. She watched videos and remembered the day that Thatcher spoke at her daughter's college and saw her on a lecture at Northwestern, but never met her, and she's going to be nominated for an Academy Award for her portrayal.
Looks like her.
Yeah, looks like her, too. Ryan Seacrest says that he's going to stay at least through his contract.